This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
We're going to find out about how filling out a simple survey can help our community, and it's an Australian first of its kind. Lee Crockford is the director of Pride by Side. Lee, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thanks so much for having me.
What does Pride by Side do?
So really, we exist to help build the capacities of LGBTIQ plus initiatives. So in short, any LGBT organisation or project can come to us and say, hey, we're really struggling in the area of, say, marketing and comms or our business strategy, and we'll find experts to pair them with.
So how does Pride by Side support rainbow initiatives in, I suppose, understanding their own capacity, strengths and weaknesses?
Yeah, so really we have kind of two focuses. One is actually helping organisations with the capacity gaps that they have, but the other big part of it is helping organisations understand what their capacity gaps are in the first place. And so to that end, one of our major projects this year that we're launching is called Pointing to Progress, and it's a national sector survey really to help understand what are the capacity strengths and gaps of the LGBTIQ plus sector here in Australia.
Lee, do you find that when you point out those capacity gaps, the organisations are quite surprised that they've got them?
Yeah, very much so. And look, I think it's our role to not necessarily point them out, but help organisations discover what those things are for themselves. So with this national survey that we've launched, it really helps organisations think about their initiatives really holistically. Again, everything from evaluation to people and culture, to marketing and comms, to user and ecosystem, all those different elements of, if you want to run a project really well, these are things that you need to be actioning. And even as we've been running this, the national survey, we've been getting a heap of emails from organizations saying, thank you so much. Not only has it helped us kind of identify those things that we're doing really good that maybe we weren't celebrating, but it's helped us really formalize our thinking and our processes of, oh, what are maybe some of those things that, you know, we maybe felt we needed to do better, but we didn't necessarily have that language for.
What sort of organisations are you working with?
Yeah, so we'll really work with any initiative that's looking to create better outcomes for LGBTIQ plus people and communities. So often these are queer-led, but they can be allied-led as well. And it really ranges from charities to social enterprises, businesses, as well as then grassroots organisations, pride groups, and everything else in between. So really for us, our main focus is, as long as you're creating positive outcomes for LGBTIQ plus people and communities, then we're really interested in working with you.
We're chatting with the director of Pride by Side about Pointing to Progress. It's a national survey. It's currently underway. At the end of the survey, what will happen with all the results that you get?
Yeah, so the survey is open right now and open until at least the end of the month, and we may extend if there's a need to. But what we're looking to do off the back of that is compile a national public report that anyone can have access to. And there's lots of different ways that we'd love to see that report to be used. Obviously, we'll use it ourselves in the way that we help provide capacity into the sector. But in there will be really useful information for governments, for philanthropists and funders, and anyone who really wants to support the LGBTIQ plus ecosystem. I think there's a bit of a sense amongst the general population in Australia that since the marriage equality vote, there's a little bit of a, oh, you know, LGBTIQ plus people, they're sorted now. They don't need anything else. And so I think we're seeing a little bit of a drop in terms of not only just funding in the space, but also the way that people are providing in-kind support, volunteering, etc., right across the sector. So what we hope that this survey will really elucidate is, hey, within the sector, there's huge needs around potentially, say, marketing and comms or finance. So if you're sitting there as an ally or as a queer person and want to contribute to the sector, we want to be able to say, hey, even if you're not in a position to be able to provide additional financial resources into the sector, your skills, your knowledge, your expertise can absolutely be used by the sector in these ways.
Lee, two really important questions. One is, you know, we're always asked to do lots of surveys. What's in it for us? There must be some little incentive or prize or something. You got something up your sleeve?
Yeah, so we realised the irony that most LGBTIQ plus initiatives are already pretty under-resourced and underfunded, and asking people to take some time out of their day, albeit the survey only takes about 8 to 10 minutes to do, but every organisation that does complete the survey goes in the running to win $1,500 as well for their initiative. So hopefully that just creates that little bit of extra incentive to find that 5 to 10 minutes in your day.
And where do we go to find the survey and complete it?
The survey itself and more information about who we are and how you can get support can be found at pridebyside.org. Otherwise, just go to Google and type in Pride by Side.
Lee, I look forward to seeing the national report that results at the end of it. So make sure you share it with us here on Joy Drive.
Certainly will. And thank you so much indeed, Con. Really appreciated.
Thanks for joining us. Lee Crockford, the director of Pride by Side.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.